Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some of you will never be, you'll never have, you'll never do, because you're sitting around waiting on a phone call, because you're sitting around waiting for somebody to give you an opportunity.
Your opportunity to get your mama out of that neighborhood and get your mama into a new neighborhood, listen to me, that opportunity might come in the next 6 months. You knew at your job and you like, E.T., look, I just got here. I got forever. Listen to me very closely. You got to hear me. You might be at that job another 10 years. You might be there another 20 years. But that opportunity, somebody's about to leave and get another job. Hear me very closely. Somebody's about to quit. Somebody's about to get fired. And you will not, listen to me, you will not be ready at that particular moment to go to the next level. Question is, will you be ready when that opportunity comes? So you're running out of time. There's a certain determination. There's a certain level of resiliency, a bounce back, a get back up that you have to reach certain levels of success. It's about being prepared beforehand so that when the opportunity comes, you're already ready for the opportunity. It's not playing Call of Duty and waiting by and putting the phone by you, waiting for somebody to pick up the phone and call you. That's not what it's about. Preparation. We're getting prepared just in case the opportunity comes. I don't want to start practicing on the opportunity. I want to practice before so when the opportunity comes, I can stroke it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are who you are in practice when you play. And if you have practice, then when it's time to play, your play is going to be practiced. You heard me? Your play is going to be practiced. So it's working in the off season. It's doing what you got to do in the off season. So when the regular season come, you ready. You heard me say it before. I am an athlete. I am a professional. So whether there's a game or not, I wake up and shoot. I heard a little kid call me last week. He said, E.T., thanks, bro. I got up today at 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm practicing my soccer game. He said, but guess what? That's not what's important. He said, I'm not on the team, Eric.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
He said, I didn't make the soccer team, but I'm getting up at 5 o'clock every morning practicing as if I made it. There are two types of people. There are people who plan for events, and when the events don't show up, they don't show up. And then there's another group that's hungry, and they want it as bad as they want to breathe. And whether there's an event or not, they getting up. Whether there's an opportunity or not, they getting up and getting dressed. They getting up, they getting out, and they going to make it happen. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I don't plan for events anymore. I plan because it's a part of the process. I plan because I'm a professional. I plan because I create my own luck.
You ain't got to rely on nobody to get off average but you.
So if I was to ask most of you, you already know what your challenge is. You ain't dumb. You know what it is. You just don't fight it. And at what point are you going to fight against that nature in you that you know? And you had a power to be great. It's in you. You capable of it. Now,
you have to understand if you stay average and you stay good, you'll never get to where you're trying to get to.
And I'm challenging you to fight it. We all have 24 hours.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What makes some of us average, makes some of us good, some of great, is not the family you was born into. Right? It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with your socioeconomic status. It has everything to do with how you command your life.
People act as if you grow up in a house where your parents are rich, you're automatically, well, we can look at people who grew up in wealth. They own drugs too. They make bad decisions too. Unfortunately, they take their lives as well. It doesn't matter where you come from. If you don't activate you, the environment doesn't matter anyway. It's the mindset. And so when I look back, like I had a victim mindset. Like everything was about somebody else. All the anger and the frustration and the hurt, it was all blaming. Everything was about this person or that person or this person. Everything that's supposed to blow me up and take me to the next level is somebody else's responsibility. I never even realized I was where I was because of who I was. And I was actually getting the physical manifestations of my thoughts, of my feelings, my emotion. Like, I was creating this and didn't even realize. I thought my mom created it. I thought my father created it. It's like, no, E, you created this. And I'm going to tell you, the moment I realized you are the greatest common denominator, like, you the common denominator. Once that realization hit me, it was like, oh, okay, you got some confessing to do, bruh. And I'm going to tell you the hardest thing that I've ever done. Somebody asked me the other day, like, what's one of the hardest things you ever done? The hardest thing I've ever done was look in the mirror and tell myself I was sorry. And so the Eric Thomas that you've seen, that dude is the dude that looked himself in the mirror and was like, yo, you owe yourself an apology. You owe yourself correction. You owe yourself change. You need to be taught. You need to be trained. You need to become a better human. That was one of the most difficult days of my life. Was looking at myself, correcting myself, telling myself I was sorry, and then moving forward saying, now what are we going to do from this point? You always blame somebody, but why? And the reason why is because it was easier to put it on my mom and my dad than for me to have to do the work. Because what I didn't realize as a young adult is that when you say it's somebody else, whether you mean to do it or not, you give them the keys to your life. You said it. They didn't do this, and because they didn't, they got the keys.
Feel this word, vision. It means the ability to see the end before you even get started. And that's what I need y'all to do for me. Like, don't look, don't get so caught up on, you know, counting the cost. I'm about to do this. No, I want you to see the vision. I want you to see the full picture, and then we're going to walk into it. Like, I had a vision of getting a GED, a vision of getting a four-year degree, a vision. Listen to me, it just didn't happen on its own. I had to see it first, a vision of traveling across the world. I'm trying to tell you, if I could do it, anybody can do it. But it's not working harder.
You need to be more disciplined about your mindset.
Mm.
You're already in pain. Get a reward for it. Look, do me a favor. Everything you say, you're right. But why go through life with whatever people did to you when you were younger or a young adult, and then you have to live with it for the next 40, 50 years? All the stuff that you said was absolutely right. My daddy wasn't there. My mama did this. This person did to me. Why would you let them destroy your life?
Let's go.
Why would you let them own you? Why would you allow that thing they did to hurt you now define the rest of your life?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I was in pain. It's real. That's what I'm saying to everybody. We all go through pain. Some of us go through pain, and it becomes our tombstone. Mm. Some of us go through pain, and it's a scar. And we live a life of reward. So I'm just going to say, you got to deal with all of that. Because when you get here, when you get to this level, you ain't practicing no more. You either got it or you don't. You don't even realize it's a blessing that you're not there yet. Because had you got to where you wanted to get to, most of you might lose it.
There will come a time in your life where you will ask yourself this question. Haven't you lived here long enough? You've been in doubt and fear and uncertainty and confusion and comparison.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Long enough. Haven't you been depressed long enough? Haven't you been broke long enough? Haven't you been broken and fractured and defeated and demoralized long enough? You still think you have time, but I came here to sound an alarm in your heart, to let you know that tomorrow is not promised. I'm convinced that there's somebody listening to me who refuses to stay where they are, who will make the decision to separate yourself from the average. I want you to consider this my personal invitation to you into the 1%. This is not about a socioeconomic background. This is not about how much money you make or the car that you drive. This chiefly is about the person you become. Metaphorically speaking, go find a mirror, wipe the blood out of your eyes, and tell yourself, I can see now! I got Roy!
royalty in my DNA. I will not bow to ordinary. I got people to see, places to go, tables to sit at. I got work to do. This is what separates the 1%. Can you do what nobody in your bloodline has ever done before? Are you resilient enough to overcome failures and setbacks? Do you believe that you can communicate in such a way that is so powerful that you can build a team from nothing, brick by brick, and to lead a generation into the future? It takes a different person to walk into that room and sit at that table. I can see now what's possible past all of the pain and doubt and fear after they said that you'll never make a comeback. Do you believe that your dream, that the vision, that the idea that you see in your head, do you believe you could hold it in your hand? Family, I'm convinced that many of you are where you are because you don't see the value in where you're supposed to be.
See, the problem with many of us is that we're so deeply anchored in the past that we cannot see the future. The question is, can you see past the betrayal, past the rejection, past the arguments, the rage, the anger, the misunderstandings, the mistakes you've made and those who left you for dead? Can you see past that? And so what separates the ordinary from the extraordinary? Vision. A new vision.
I cannot be a part of the 1% if I do not have vision and I do not understand. Lord, give me understanding. I'm talking about the 1% of people that are actually working on their mental health, that refuse to lose the fight against the demons that your parents and your family had to fight. This is your personal invitation into a mentality of a group of 1% of people that are incurable optimists, and they've got a posture of humility that says, I'm humble enough to know I don't know everything, and I'm hungry enough to know that I'm just getting warmed up. This is what separates one-hit wonders from history makers. An obsessive focus on the mission. What is your vision? What is your mission? Why are you here? It's the 1% that understand that without relentless drive and hunger, you will never eat. I just need you to believe that at the end of all of this, that you are the 1%. You wouldn't have made it this far in this video if you weren't. What truly separates the extraordinary individuals who changed the world and shaped the course of history from the average masses, it's a combination of talent, grit, resilience, and an indomitable spirit that propels them to achieve the unthinkable. It's the 1% when they are faced with crushing and failures and demoralizing setbacks that would make most quit. It's the 1% that view the problems and the challenges and the setbacks as opportunities to overcome every single day. And the 1% of people, the 1% are fueled by a growth mindset. They consistently seek to learn. They consistently seek to improve themselves. They have a hunger to be stronger. Those who refuse to be average are always moving. There's a drive in them. There's a desire and a passion. There's a calling to be innovative, to blaze trails, to pursue, to be phenomenal, to be unforgettable. There's a drive. There's a hunger. It's what they eat. It's what they breathe. The process is who they are becoming on the way to the target. These are the people
that can push through pain. And they can see a luminous future. They can see what's possible. They can feel their stored up potential. If they don't quit, if they don't throw in the towel, if they believe in themselves and put faith in God, that he will see them through.
Let me tell you what separates the legends from the average. They're very clear on their why. Here's why I'm relentless. Here's why I'm hungry. Because if I don't do this, nobody else will. They're purposeful and passionate. They're self-aware. They're confident. They're continuously learning. They are curious and persistent and patient and disciplined. When you've had enough, find a mirror and tell yourself, enough is enough. I refuse to be average. Enough is enough. Separate yourself from not enough. Separate yourself from scarcity and lack and defeat. The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you, come on, you know it, is the person that's got parameters. The person that says, no, I can't do that. I can't go there. I can't taste that. I can't touch that. I've got an unwavering self-belief and a confidence. I've got impeccable integrity and values and character. I will not bow to ordinary. I got people to see, places to go, tables to sit at. I got work to do.
I just need you to believe that at the end of all of this, that you are the 1%.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
They looked at the most successful men and women of the world, and they found that they had like 7-8 things in common. And one of the things they all had in common was a routine. They are obsessed with their routine. They don't have a gap of wasted time in their routine. You know, I realized the reason why I'm so successful and the reason why I don't get in trouble like I used to when I was younger is because when I was younger, man, my schedule had so many gaps in it. The devil had like, okay, he might pray at 6, but my man's watching TV. He playing video games by 8:30. It's not that I'm sweeter than nobody. The devil can't get to me because all my time is taken up. And by the time he get to me, I'm asleep. I'm too asleep to say it. I'm just being real. 8:30, he like, Eric, you should. I'm like, bro, I'm tired. Come back to me tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, tempt me tomorrow, bro. I'm about to go to sleep. I'm good. My body said, all you got to do is put your shoes on. That's the hardest thing you got to do. Yeah, put your shoes on and I'll do the rest. I can't put your shoes on for you, but put your shoes on and then just go. And I just went and I was walking for the 11 incline board, and I was just walking for an hour, and I was just like, you know what? It's almost an hour. I don't feel like running. My body was like, don't worry about it. We'll get to that when we get to it. I did my hour, about to get off. My body was like, you know we run now. I said, what? We run now. Let's go. You ain't tired. I said, I am tired. No, you're not. You just walked for an hour.
You're not tired, Eric. Your brain is telling you some dumb stuff. If you were tired, you wouldn't have been able to walk for an hour. Okay, so let's do this. Just run for 2 minutes. I'm trying to help somebody right now go to a whole other level. The Bible, the reason why you go back to sleep is because you've always gone back to sleep. It's like a default. You go back to sleep because all you gotta do is stop going to sleep, and then you gonna stop going to sleep. All you gotta do is stop fussing and cussing, and you gonna stop fussing and cussing. All you gotta do is stop spending all the money you got and start saving it. Listen to me, I became number one in the world. I became a millionaire not because I made more money. I became a millionaire because they told me millionaires only live off of 30% of their income. I want to make it plain for you. I became a millionaire because I did what millionaires did. I stopped living off 100%. I paid my tithe, and then I was like, all right, E, you only got 20% left. Put the rest up. So the first thing I did, listen to me, the very first thing I did to become rich, somebody said, E, to be rich, put 6 months of your earnings to the side. So I was like, all right, bet. That's what the rich told me to do. So I put 6 months to the side. How long did it take? I don't remember, but I put it to the side. Then somebody was like, yo, E, you need to put $100,000 to the side. I was like, all right, $100,000. DD, we're going to put $100,000 to the side. Then somebody was like, yo, you need to get your credit score up to 800. I was like, all right, get my credit score up to 800. Then somebody said, E.T., if you want to be Tony Robbins, there's no way you'll be able to be like those dudes when you don't have the language they have. You need to go get your master's and a PhD from a white institution. I said, what? I went to Oakwood. I went to HBCU. He was like, yeah, but you didn't learn the language of Zig Ziglar at Oakwood. So Oakwood is a phenomenal place. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. I just said something, you missed it. Now you need to go to Michigan State University. CJ, you see my master's degree anywhere? What about my PhD? Not in the office, not at church. You ain't seen it in my house? I didn't go to Michigan State to get a PhD. I went to Michigan State to learn the majority language. Listen to me very closely. When you graduate and you get a job, if you want to get paid, you never say no. You never say it can't get done. Don't you ever say out your mouth it can't get done. Even if you feel in your heart it can't get done, you don't say it out loud. You let the broke folks say that. You let the folks they find first say that. You always say it can get done. Even if you don't think it can get done, just say it and try to make up something. But every time I put on a dress shirt and button it up, I just feel, and I hear people say all the time, man, you look like you dressed for success. I'm like, is putting on a shirt and a tie dressed for success? I'm dressed for success. I'm getting paid. I'm dressed for success. I'm not dressed like he dressed, but I'm dressed the way I feel comfortable. I feel good being me. I feel good not to have to, like, not only can I say no, I don't have to explain why I said it no more. It feels good being me. Because guess what? I can never be sweet being you. The majority of you are poor because you read poor stuff. You watch poor stuff. Bro, you just scrolling through like you ain't got a life. For real, some of y'all on Instagram, you're on there for 30 minutes. If I ask you what you saw, you don't even know. You just scrolling through. Rich people don't waste time. They realize it's their most important commodity. They don't watch a lot of TV. They don't do a lot of entertainment. If they're not working, they're studying their craft and getting better at their craft. So I need you to stop having the poverty mindset. So when I quit my job to be an entrepreneur, my mom was like, whoa, what are you doing? I was like, I'm quitting. My mom was like, don't you dare quit. You're going to embarrass me. You got a wife and kids. Does YouTube have insurance? Does YouTube have a 401k? And I was like, yo, mom, I ain't trying to be funny and I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I love you. But you can't teach me how to be a millionaire because you're not. You come from the working class, and I'm not mad at you, Ma. We wouldn't be where we are without you. But you told me that every generation is supposed to get better. So I'll take your values, but I won't take your work ethic. Because rich people don't work, they think. Poor people go, clock in, I make this much an hour.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing service that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client, Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. Now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.
Rich people go, I put them to work, and I make this much an hour. See, what happens is you're working for you and your family. One, they got 40 of you working at one time. So they're giving you 20%, and then they're keeping the 80% off of 15,000 people. So what you have to decide is, are you going to keep being the 99%, or are you ready to be a part of the 1%? Because it doesn't make a difference where you come from, high school dropout. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, GED. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, a 17-year-old mom that got pregnant. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, took 12 years to get a four-year degree. It doesn't make a difference. You know what makes a difference? What makes a difference is when you become a 99% or a 1%. And when I start thinking like, acting like, and behaving like a 1%er. So I went to every single class, and when the teachers was talking, they thought I was just doing homework. I wasn't. I was listening to how they conjugate verbs. I was listening to how they tell stories. I was like, I peeped it out, y'all. They way more linear. So then I realized when you do corporate, it's A, B, C, D, E, F. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's topic, body, body, body. It's topic, support, 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 conclusion. I need your language, though, if I'm going to compete. I need your rules if I'm going to compete. I need your codes if I'm going to compete. The problem with most of you is you don't have a 1% language. You got a poverty language. There was a language that I needed to learn. Does it mean I need to abandon the language that I learned? Absolutely not. Don't be average, like for real, whatever it is you do, do it, and take a different perspective. Listen to me very closely. The problem I have with most kids, if I tell you what it takes, most of you will die of exhaustion. You pass out before you reach 10,000 hours. You just pass out. You don't got the heart for it. You just don't have the stamina for it. You couldn't take what it really takes. Just for those of you who don't know, when they came from Africa and were enslaved, they didn't move them to San Diego. They wasn't doing time in San Diego. I just want to give you some perspective. They were in Mississippi, Alabama. It was smoking hot, and they didn't quit, and they didn't give up, because they said, we're going to get through this for the next generation. Come on. Our Latino brothers and sisters who were migrant workers, they in the East. There wasn't no AC. And the stuff that y'all complain about, the stuff that y'all think is like hard.
What do you believe? Because it is our beliefs that determine our behavior. Your destiny is linked to your identity. Everything that's coming in, everything that I believe, everything that I see will determine what I do. This is why the dark room is so important. Like, if I don't put the work in, if I don't do what is required behind the scenes, I'll never step in public authority. If nobody's told you today, let me be the first to tell you, Every single person listening to me is standing at the precipice of the greatest decision they could ever make in their lives. For years, decades, generations, families will struggle. Centuries go by in a bloodline, and people, fathers and mothers, make the same mistakes until all of a sudden, within a bloodline, somebody makes the decision to press a reset button. And I just want to ask anybody listening to me, why not you? Why not you? Why can't you be the person that changes everything? The innovator, the trailblazer, the disruptor, the person that makes a decision that I will not be the weakest link in the chain of a dynasty. Why not me? Why can't you be the one that makes history? Why can't you be the one that wins again? Why can't you be the one that breaks cycles? Why can't you be the one that overcomes the demons that have haunted a family for generations? Somebody drop it in the comments. Why not me? What is your purpose? What is your destiny? What is your assignment in this season? Are you completely sold out to it? Are you all in? Are you willing to lay your life down? Are you willing to die to achieve it? There is no tomorrow. There is no plan B. I am completely devoted to my level one priority. Type it in the comments. Why not me?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
You're talented enough. You're hungry enough. So do it. You are the first pick. You are the only option. And there will never be another way. Believe. That is you. It's always been you. You've got everything you need to go to the next level, to obliterate glass ceilings and move forward. It is possible that if you could just focus and stay committed and be determined and direct your attention to what it is that you've been destined to have, you can't have it. Do not settle. Do not think that where you are and what you see is all you will ever have. There is more. But change doesn't always come to you. It comes from you. Decide that you want to change your life. Decide that you know it's time. Decide that you've been here long enough. Come to the resolve that you understand, you are aware, and you have accepted that you have been broke and broken and weary and annoyed long enough. The problem with many of you is that you are surrounded by people who ask you the wrong questions. This is why when you're making decisions to change your life, you can't talk to people who are on your level, because they're going to tell you it makes sense to stay here and just make here better, when you know There is something higher that is calling you. There's a better quality of life. There's an abundance. There is an expectation, a passion, a new life that is calling you. And everybody on your level will try to convince you to stay here with them because they're stuck in a place called comfort. Are you willing to be uncomfortable? I remember back when I was cleaning toilets for a living, and I would run into wealthy people every now and then, and oftentimes the reverberating theme that they would all seem to throw out is that, Marcus, you got to make investments. If you're going to be financially fit, fiscally disciplined, you got to pay to play. You got to make an investment. I knew that I wanted something more, and I knew I was destined for more, but I didn't want to accept the fact that if I'm going to make money, I've got to invest money. When you start making these investments, it's not going to feel good. It's not going to make sense to anybody on your level. Whatever goal you have, your physiology, your psychology, your relationships, your business ventures, whatever it is. And so the question is, are you willing to leave this place called comfort? Are you aimed? Are you targeted? Do you believe that you have what it takes to pay the price? But more than that, can you handle the pain that comes with paying? It is not going to be comfortable. Are you willing to walk in not only uncomfortability, but are you willing to walk in uncharted territory? This means that I'm going to a place I've never been, and it's not going to feel good in the beginning, in the Genesis, when we're first getting started. But eventually, if I stay committed, I'll see a harvest. If you're going to reap a harvest, if you keep sowing sparingly, you will reap sparingly. But the moment that you understand that there is a price to pay to get where you want to be, it will cost you dearly. It don't feel good right now. I don't like it. I want to leave it. I want to throw in the towel. I want to walk away from it all. But I've got to be able to see the power of what lies ahead. Today's pain is tomorrow's power. The new life that you want, that you hold in your head, that you only dream of, it will cost you your old life. I got everything I need to go to the next level. What would it cost you if you quit now?
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What would it cost you if you stopped fighting? We all have those moments when we want to quit, when we want to throw in the towel, where we don't see the end game and the target is not clear. I know you think it's over, but you got to go again. Leave every excuse behind. You can't quit. You got more left in you. You are not a quitter. You are not a one-hit wonder. You are called to do something great. Try harder. Reach higher. Run faster. Stand taller. It is the man that refuses to quit. It is the man that refuses to put down his gloves that separates winners from wannabes. It doesn't matter how broken, how weary and devastated you are right now. That pain will not last forever. I don't want to win one time. I don't want to be noticed one time. I don't want to make history one time. I want to do it over.
and over again. Do it again, no matter how hard it was, no matter how much you cried and you sweat and you bled. Do it again.
Because in the end, it will be worth it. Someday, at some point in your life, you're going to be able to look back and say, man, I'm so glad I didn't quit. I need you to wake up in this new day, in this moment, and seize the opportunity. You are alive for a reason. Don't let anybody tell you you don't have what it takes. There is more left in your tank. It's your time. It's your turn. You've doubted yourself long enough. People have left you, overlooked you, undervalued you, underpaid you. It's your time to connect. It's your time to get paid. It's your time to sign the deal. It's your time. If you're going to be fully persuaded about anything, persuade yourself to keep going. And the more that you influence you, you will influence the world. So keep going, because it's all worth it in the end. Do it again.